Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men bodies were built for their mission, not their mirror. Ooh, I like that one. Let me repeat that again. Real men bodies were built for their mission, not their mirror. Guys, allow me to read to you a passage of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Now I'm going to read verses 12 through 20 specifically. This is Paul writing to the church of Corinth. And Paul writes, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Now, to most Christians, especially verse 19 and 20, this is a very familiar passage. Now, I was studying this verse in my quiet time this week, and it really resonated with me. I guess mainly because of my sinful and sexual past as a recovering porn and sex addict. And because of my sinful and sexual past, I still have to battle even today with lust and temptation and resisting the enemy when it comes to both. Now, as I study this passage, the Holy Spirit showed me that everything that feels good to me is not always God's best for me. And Paul confirms this, that just because God permits it doesn't necessarily mean he wants me to pursue it. So my question to God in my quiet time was, then how do we discern what to pursue when what we're pursuing isn't always black and white or just good or bad? Well, the Holy Spirit revealed to me in Paul's letter that since God is eternal, his best will always be permanent. In other words, it will last. So anything that is just, quote, good for us will more than likely be temporary and just a temporary blessing for us to enjoy right now. But it shouldn't be worshiped. Now, the same is true for our physical bodies. Our body is only a temporary dwelling place, and our body is to be used for God's glory, not our own vanity. Now, our bodies were built to offer worship to God, not to be worshiped above God. It was meant to be used to honor God, not to be idolized. Our body was not meant for us to abuse or to be abused, not for us to exploit or to be exploited, but rather to be used to exalt God. Now, the best verse in this chapter for me wasn't the popular verse 19, which says, "My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit," but rather the one in chapter 6 that I found to be the most confusing, and that was verse 15, which says, "Do you know that your bodies are members of Christ himself?" What? Now, I have to admit, I had, like, for you old school brothers out there, a kind of Gary Coleman, Different Strokes moment. What you talking about, Willis? But as I thought and I saw an understanding, I realized that Paul was letting the believers in Corinth know that their bodies are an extension of Christ. And we, the church body, and our physical bodies are an extension of Christ too. We are his heart, his hands, and his feet. And our individual bodies and what we choose to do with it are God's spiritual billboards to the world. So when I was sinning in my body, I was actually using my body to direct, tempt, manipulate, exploit, and setting stumbling blocks for others to sin. Now, verse 19 makes a lot more sense to me now when Paul says, my body is not my own because God owns it. He paid for it in full with his son, Jesus Christ's blood. The body I have, God gave to me just to manage, rent-free, and meant for me to use it to bless, serve, and disciple others. Not to trip up, hurt, tempt, entice, or destroy others. And as I frequently do in my quiet time with God, after reading scripture, I ask God my usual, what I call space questions in light of this revelation. Now the S stands for sin. God, I ask God, what sin do I need to avoid and confess here? And it was to never use my body to misrepresent the body of Christ, whether in private, public, or on social media. Now the P stands for promise. I asked God, what promise can I claim here? And God reminded me of Galatians 5:16, which says, if I walk by the Spirit, then I will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And the A stands for attitude. I said, God, what attitude in my heart do I need to change? And it was to don't treat my body as an idol. Instead, use it to worship, not to be worshiped. Now the C stands for command. I asked God, what command do you want me to obey? And the Holy Spirit said to honor God with my body, using it as a tool to build his kingdom for his glory, not just build my muscles for my own personal satisfaction or others' attraction. And the last letter, E, I said, God, what example do I need to follow? And God showed me two of them. He pointed me to Paul and Joseph. Paul allowed his temple to suffer in prison for Christ's sake. And Joseph refused to allow his body to be used as a tool for sexual sin with Potiphar's wife. And why do these men willingly and faithfully do this? Because like I said earlier, real men know that their bodies were made for their master and their mission, not their mirrors. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode. Please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcast reviews for my listeners. And I have a great one I want to share with you right now. And this one came from Daryl Stinson, who was actually a guest on our show. And Daryl wrote, a real podcast having conversations about real challenges that men face. That's how I describe this podcast. Dr. Martin asks the questions that are on all of our minds as men and does a phenomenal job pulling solutions and transparency from the guests. I highly recommend it. And thank you, Daryl, for that 5-star review you left us on Apple Podcasts. And guys, if you didn't know that we are a listener-supported podcast and we're now the #1 radio podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men do connect. But most importantly, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.